There's some blessings that we're going to be doing that we do every year for Rosh Hashanah. So please join me as we go through these blessings leading up to the blowing of the shofar. There's a specific way that the rabbis have us blow the shofar, which Jim will be coming up a little bit later to do that. But please join me as we read through these blessings. This only happens once a year, so bear with us. This isn't an every week occurrence here. I don't know what I just did, but there we go. Okay. Awake, you sleepers, from your sleep. Rouse yourself, you slumberers, out of your slumber. Examine your deeds and turn to God in repentance. Don't waste your year in vain pursuits that neither profit nor save. Look closely at yourselves, abandon your evil ways and thoughts, and return to the Lord, so that he might have mercy on you. Father, we thank you as we go through some scripture and also some prayers that have been set aside for this time of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Teruah. Lord, we pray that our hearts will be turned to you, that we'll be focused on you. Lord, this is also part of our worship this morning as we spend time reflecting on you and reflecting on your goodness. We pray all this in Yeshua's name. Amen. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lehadlik et ha-yom tov. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to sanctify the festival day. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shekhianu vechimanu vehigianu lazman hazeh. Amen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri ha'etz. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit from the trees. We will be later, one of the traditional fruits that we partake of is apples and honey. You see some of it up here. There'll be more in the back for everybody to enjoy. And we also have a special challah today, which is a crown challah. It's a circular challah instead of the normal. Oh, we have two of those. All right, so there's plenty. So enjoy a little bit later on, but we're thanking the Lord for those things right now. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol niyeh bidvaro. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, by whose word everything came into being. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lohei avadinu shet chadish aleinu shana tova tucha. May it be your will, Lord our God and God of our fathers, to grant us a blessed and prosperous New Year. Okay, now we're going to do the Avinu Malchinu. It actually is a song, and so we'll be singing that song. If you know it, you can join. Avinu Malchinu, Kanenu Vanenu, Avinu Malchinu, Kanenu Vanenu, Ki en banu masin. Let's do that again. Avinu malchenu, chayenu vanenu. Avinu malchenu, chayenu vanenu, ki en banu masin. Asei manu,
Tedach haveset. Aseh imanu tzedak haveset vehoshienu. Aseh imanu tzedak haveset. Aseh imanu tzedak haveset. Said vehoshienu.
And you saw underneath that, our Father, our King, be compassionate to us and answer us. Our Father, our King, please grant us righteousness and mercy and save us. We're going to go ahead and actually do a prayer together. This is a prayer of repentance that we do as a congregation. Together, but also we are going to be looking at our own hearts individually as we say this prayer before the Lord. Our Father, our King, we have sinned before you. Our Father, our King, we have no king other than you. Our Father, our King, deal kindly with us for your name's sake. Our Father, our King, have compassion upon us and our children. Our Father, our King, send complete recovery to the sick of your people. Our Father, our King, bring an end to pestilence, war, and famine among us. Our Father, our King, thwart the counsels of our enemies. Our Father, our King, seal the mouths of our adversaries. Our Father, our King, fill our storehouses with your abundance. Our Father, our King, open the gates of heaven to our prayer. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of life. Our Father, our King, inscribe us in the book of redemption and salvation. Our Father, our King, forgive and pardon all our iniquities through Messiah Yeshua. Our Father, our King, wipe away and remove our willful, inadvertent sins from your sight. Our Father, our King, erase through your abundant compassion all records of our guilt. Our Father, our King, return us to you in perfect repentance. Our Father, our King, act for the sake of your great, mighty, and awesome name that is proclaimed upon us. Shema Kolenu Adonai Eloheinu. Chus vech rachim aleinu vechabil barach hamim uvratzon et tefi atinu hashivenu Adonai elecha vena shuva kadesh yamenu kechedem altash lichkenu leit zikna kitlot Chochenu al ta'az v'nu. Hear our voice, Adonai, our God, and have compassion upon us. Accept our prayer with compassion and favor. Help us to return to you, O God. Then truly shall we return. Renew our days as in the past. Do not cast us out in our old age. When our strength gives out, do not forsake us. If we want to restore our lives to order, we have to turn to God. We can't rely only on ourselves any longer. In you alone, O God, is our salvation. In you alone, we put our trust. Okay, I'd like to have Jim come forward. We're now going to do the blessing over the shofar. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu leshmoeh kol shofar. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to hear the sound of the shofar. Tekiah.
Teruah. Shevarim Teruah. Tekiya. Tekiya. Teruah. Shevarim Teruah. Tekiya Gedolah.
Now we could have the worship team come forward. And thank you, Jim. That was a great job.